Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
What is clean eating? You know, you hear about it on the media now. In the media, you hear about clean eating as a way to give your body what it needs the most in the form of whole foods. My guest is Dr. Pamela Peek. She's an internationally renowned physician, scientist, and expert in the field of nutrition, stress, fitness, metabolism, really just an expert all around. Welcome to the show, Dr. Peek. Let's talk about clean eating. Exactly what does that mean? People hear the term.
Well, you know, you if you actually Google clean eating, you come up with a gazillion websites now that are dealing with this. What you're really talking about is trying to keep or eliminate, but certainly keep to a minimum toxins in your in the foods and the beverages that you consume on a routine basis. As well, it also seems to speak to the whole issue of trying to keep things locavore, natural, organic. So here's some of the words you hear, you know, organic produce, pasture-grazed meats, coastal seafoods, in other words, something that's, you know, in the best of all world, not farm, but wild-caught, you know, fine local foods like olive oil, for instance. And what you're really looking at is a way to be able to maintain nutrition that's based upon true whole foods, rejecting refined processed products. I can't even call half of that stuff food. As I said before, there are science fair projects, or as Michael Pollan loves to say, food-like products. Instead, really coming back to very natural foods, which are the fruits, grains, as well as vegetables, and trying to keep this as local and non-refined in process as possible.
Okay, so we're trying to go to begin with, if people want to start really cleaning out their body of all of the things that have been gathering and gunking up the system and making us run slower as a machine that we are. We start with, as you say, the antibiotic-free, hormone-free, the meats and the produce going organic, local, sustainable, as much as you possibly can. What about...
Yeah, foods as close to their natural state as you can get them. All right, so obviously we're rejecting all of the, you know, refined sugars and all the rest of that stuff, fast food, prepackaged, you know, fast, you know, just stuff that obviously is what I would call unnatural. It also means... You know, you're replacing saturated fats with healthy fats. And, you know, for instance, a very super healthy fat would be avocado, for instance. Instead of having that big slab of sirloin, and instead you're really looking at good quality and healthy food. So you want to have plenty of fruits and vegetables. And I really recommend the big time thing here is the vegetables. You know, choosing the fresh, unprocessed varieties. Balance your protein and complex carbohydrates. That is so terribly important because, as I've said before, it really helps you to feel satiated, and it helps to cut carb cravings. To avoid sodas and high-calorie, sugary drinks, that goes by definition without even saying. Trade bad fats for good fats. And the bad fats, as we've always said before, anything like the trans fats, the saturated fats, trying to flip them around and having as many healthy fats as possible. And, you know, eating several small meals to keep the blood sugar stable and avoid overeating. And you're looking at snacks like nuts, low-fat or fat-free dairy, and fruits and vegetables. Some people don't eat dairy products at all in a clean eating lifestyle because they'd rather, you know, go a little bit more toward a vegetarian lifestyle, which is another option. So, for instance, they could substitute a lot of the dairy products with, say, if you want, usually had milk in your coffee or your oatmeal or whatever, you could either go with water with the oatmeal or instead rice milk, almond milk, There are other, you know, combinations out there that would really work well instead of having dairy per se, because a lot of people are now worried about what goes into dairy as well. They probably should be. But these are the general tenets of clean eating.
Okay, and when you talked about, you know, balancing and putting our different foods in trans fats and good fats, replacing for those good fats, do you see any place for balancing as all of these, there's the Mediterranean diet and there's all these different ways of eating, Dr. Peak. So what about our proteins with our carbs, with our, you know, people are always like, should I not? Is a tomato a carb? Is a carrot a carb? Are those bad for you? Too much sugar? You know, so how do we eat clean and balance out all of those kinds of different types of food?
Well, you know what I do, what I recommend to my patients is very, very important. I say to them, customize for yourself. No one's like you. You're unique. So you have a specific family history, genetic, maybe toward heart disease, diabetes, both, whatever. You have your own history, your own medical history, your own life history up to this point. And this is going to involve what? Did you just drop 100 pounds? Are you someone who's, you know, trying to take much better care of themselves? Are you taking up a brand new sport? What's going on with you? You need someone to help you sit down and think that one through. In terms of how you eat all through the day, what's your lifestyle like? Are you one of those 24/7 people? You know, are you getting enough sleep? When do you start eating? What time of day do you exercise? Because if you exercise, you know, popping out of the bed first thing in the morning, say you're a master swimmer, honey, that's a 5 a.m. workout, right? And so how are you working around that? It's very important that we never look at nutrition per se as a solitary item here. We have to look at your lifestyle in toto. We need to understand how you customize it. So you mentioned Mediterranean and all these other ways to eat. I'm one of those people who just loves to customize. So I might draw something from Mediterranean. I might add something from, you know, another way to look at it. I might be like a flexitarian. Might be doing a little bit of fish, but not any meat. And then mostly, you know, protein from vegetable sources and grains and legumes. So it really depends. What I will tell you is that keeping a good balance is important. And remember these numbers. You know, with protein, between 20% and 30% protein in your diet, assuming you have appropriate kidney function, 20% and 30% usually does a trick beautifully. When it comes to fat, 25% to 35% in your diet, and again, this is all based upon making sure you've worked this out with your physician and any other advisors who know you much better. And then whatever's left is carb. So let's just say you're doing 25 and 25. That means 50% carb, or it could end up being 40. So it ends up being 40 to 50% carb, but the grand majority of that carb is vegetables, okay, and then fruit, and then long-acting, as it were, complex carbohydrates, such as you know, things like quinoa, barley, brown rice. These are forms that actually last for a long, much longer period of time. Your sweet potatoes in there as well.
And I do love how you put this all together for us, Dr. Peak. You've got about 20 seconds. Wrap up clean eating for us, really 20 seconds.
Run from refined, processed, prepackaged foods. I mean, food-like products, science fair products. Just run from them. And stick to whole foods. And guess what? Fall back in love with cooking.
That's great advice. I love cooking, you know, gardening. Grow your own garden. Grow your own herbs. They make so many of the foods that you might cook taste better, be a little bit more interesting, get the whole family involved, because eating is one of the great joys of life. Clean eating can make you feel so great. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Let's stay well, everyone.